Hey Marfam, and welcome to the 9th episode of Marissa Podcast. And in this episode, I've got Maddie. And in this episode, we are also talking about bullying and cyberbullying, because bullying and cyberbullying included is something that still goes around and happens. And personally, I don't think it should be happening. So yeah, as I said, I've got Grady. Grady, how are you doing? And how does it feel to be on Marissa Podcast today?
I'm doing good. And I just feel good. Yeah.
Nice. Beautiful attitude, I guess. Okay, let's start off with the first question. What advice do you have to those who are getting bullied but are scared to speak up about it?
You should tell someone that you trust.
So, what I think, right, is if you're getting bullied, I feel like even though you're scared to speak up about it, you know, bullying can get up to like a certain point where it feels unbearable and you can barely keep it inside of you, because, you know, especially cyberbullying, because cyberbullying's like, you feel like, oh, if I tell this person, I'll get my computer shut off, and because strangers doing this, I won't be able to go on it again and stuff like that. But it's just better for your own mental health and well-being, I guess. You know, sometimes stuff like that gotta happen just for your own safety. And if you were to speak up about it, just like build the courage to do that. Think of the consequences of you not speaking up, because trust me, the consequences are basically endless. How do we stop online bullying within our homes?
What?
How do we stop bullying online, like in our own house?
You should tell your parents about what has happened and deal with all of it. Yeah.
Yeah, like they'll resolve it, they'll review it, and they will, read something. I don't know. They'll do something. You know, because if usually, I'm not saying bullying happens to only people who are younger, but bullying, you know, is usually when you are younger. And bullying, you know, you'll be like, of course, what can I do within my own house? I'm only a child. But, yeah, you can still, like, you can tell someone who's older and they can do more stuff about the situation. You can spread it on their little Facebook or something like that. Yes, that is nice. Grady, I have the next question for you.
What?
Which is, if you went to Domino's, what would you get?
I would get everything. You know why?
Why?
Because I am hungry. But you know why? Even though I don't have enough money, but I'll take everything on the list, like what they have and like what's expensive. I'll take double the things, you know.
Nice. Forgot to also mention, this podcast will also be filled with some food questions too, because, you know, spice it up a little bit. How long could you last without food, Granny?
1 second.
Are you eating right now?
No.
It's been 1 second. Anyways, if I went to Domino's, yeah, I would buy...
No, you won't.
The plates.
You're too broke for that.
I'll buy the plates because... No, or the counters, because that's the same place where they made the pizzas. So I could lick off all of the pizza stuff without having to actually pay for any pizzas. So I get it cheaper, but I still get the pizza taste in my mouth. So, you know, very smart, if you know what I mean. I'm very, very intellectual, you see. What questions would you ask someone who bullies? Like, what's going through their minds? What would you ask? Because, like, personally, I would ask them, like, what goes through your mind as you bully? Like, why do you bully people? What do you get from bullying? And if it was a cyber bully, I'd be like, what's the point of bullying someone online who you don't even know? Like, you don't know them personally. You don't know what they do on a daily basis. You don't know who they are generally. You don't know them personally. So I don't know what makes you feel like you can go out and bully someone just like that. So yeah, what questions would you ask a bully?
Why would you do that?
Yes, walk up to a bully. Why would you do that? You just bullied my friend. You know, our table is broken. Do you think that someone who bullies should go to the police?
If it's serious.
In an advance and connected to that question, how serious do you think bullying can get?
Serious.
You think it's serious? How serious?
Very serious.
Very serious. If it's serious, it's just very serious. What can happen when it's very serious? Ready using half of her brain cell. Half a brain cell to process her thinking. Personally, I think bullying can reach the point where you feel like it's unbearable. So you will whack your keyboard across your head and say, why? Why are you bullying me? Why of all people deserve to be me? Stop bullying. I hate bullying. And then go on a rant around your room. And bullying can act the way you think mentally, physically, and how you talk verbally. You know, close mental health and stuff. You know, the brain process thinking. Because Grady uses like half a brain cell to process her thinking on a daily basis. Trust me, it's okay. Do you think cyber bullies and school bullies are different, and how?
Yeah.
And how?
Because cyber, yeah, sometimes they're too scared to see in real life.
True. Actually, yeah, that's a good point. Because people who cyber bully, they feel so confident behind the screen, yet their actual what they look like is probably like some weird person with like a head shaped like a laptop screen, and like probably some Megamind forehead or something like that, who has all of them stuff inside of his big fat head to contain inside, say all of a bunch of stuff he's gonna say to this person he's cyberbullying the next day. Like, leave this person you're bullying alone, please. And school bullies, they're sometimes physical. You can't really hurt someone physically through a screen. Unless you're in some movie. So yeah, you can't... This stuff... Like, cyber bullies are more verbal. And online bullies are more physical. Because, you know, online bullies... They can just talk. They can just run their mouth like a tap or something like that. And then physical, like people in real life, the bullies in real life, they, you know, hit and stuff. I don't know. Give me your lunch money, dweeb. Or something like that. How many people do you know that have been cyberbullied? Without mentioning anyone's name. As a number.
One, I think.
The person who you said has been cyberbullied, have you ever helped them with it?
I don't know.
What's your favorite drink? What's your favorite drink, Grady? Graduation. Gradient. Giuseppe. What's your favorite drink?
I don't want to answer.
Is your favorite drink wee? Are you drinking pee? Eh. That's nasty. That's pretty nasty. I like drinking air because air is really good. And air, it unclears your throat. Like, Air is like an all-purpose source, and you can use air for anything at all. Air is really, really helpful. Air is good. Air is, it stays for you. It helps you. It watches over you. Well, no, it doesn't do that, but, like, it's just there for you. Like, it's that one, like, it's just there. Like, air is good. And air is even in your hair, in a lair if you live in one, even on the stairs, and they care. Even at a fun fair, like, they're everywhere. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Somewhere where the weather is good.
Somewhere what?
Where the weather is good.
No, where the lakes are.
Weather.
The weather. If you had to choose one, actually, not that agreeable. Would you ever play a real life Squid Game?
Yeah.
Do you think you'd win it?
Yeah.
How much do you think you'd win from it? How much do you think they win from Squid Game in real life edition? I have a brain cell. Okay. If you don't know how much you'd win, even if you did win, would you have any friends at your Squid Game, please? Would you make any friends?
Oh.
No. Actually, you probably can't anyway. What game in Squid Game in real life would you think the hardest would be?
But like,
I feel like that'd be the easiest. Because I feel like the one that would be hardest, in my opinion, would be the, the honeycomb, maybe. Wait, no. how does it go? So, number one, it's red light, green light. Number two, it's honeycomb. But, like, in between that, they kill at the nighttime. Three, it's... took a wall. Four, it's... the glass stairs. Five, it's, I think, the Squid Game. Yeah, I think at number five, it's the Squid Game. So, yeah, I think the hardest, in my opinion, would be the honeycomb. Have you watched Squid Game? Yeah. Who's your favorite Squid Game character?
The old man.
What makes me a favorite? He's like your Bitmoji on Snapchat too, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if he changed it yet, but, you know, the old guy. What's the saddest thing that happened in Squid Game, in your opinion? What about when the old man dies?
Oh.
Well, he does die in, like, episode... I think. I'm not sure. The marble part.
That was the saddest part. No. The saddest part when
was about
to...
When what? When he went to bed.
No, when she went to
bed. Oh. Why do you think people cyberbully? Good luck. Because they feel like it.
Mm-hmm.
So they wake up one time from bed. I want to bully some people today. I don't like the way some things look. Like, this is mismatched. This is not in order. This is not looking like I do not like it. I must bully today. If I don't bully today, then no one's going to play. Or else, like, I'll hurt you there and you'll just sit there on the floor and lay. Like, I don't know. They probably do some like that. I don't know. There's a psychological thing behind their cyberbullying or bullying ways. How would you react to getting cyberbullied?
I would react because I'm not sensitive.
You'd what?
I'm not sensitive, so I wouldn't react.
So you wouldn't be like, oh, why is this guy bullying me, or leave, or say anything?
No.
Oh, strangle coming through. Sorry. Your arm. Sorry. Make way. Gradient. Sorry. If you saw someone get bullied online, what would you do?
It depends.
Depends on what?
Depends who started it.
Well, I see the point you're trying to make, but bullying is more to an extent. And by that, I mean bullying. Okay, there's a difference between bullying, being mean, and being rude. When you're bullying, you're being all too of mean and rude. When you're being rude, that's usually what you say. And being mean is usually you being unfair or something implied or something like that. Or something just generally, you know, mean. And bullying is you being mean and rude to the same person gradually, like every single day. So that's basically how bullying is. So depends who started. It would usually, I don't know, maybe a bully would just... Have you ever watched Darman?
That.
If you know who Darman is. Do you know who Darman is?
Did you say Star?
Darman. The YouTube guy. He's on YouTube.
Yeah.
Those two YouTube videos. Have you watched them?
Yeah.
Okay, so Darman. You know, have you ever watched the Darman episode or video where there's a bully? Have you ever watched a bullying Darman episode where there's a bully in the Darman episode?
Yeah.
So yeah, it's usually the bully who starts it. He's like, oh, I don't like your clothes. Or, you're wearing an old Animal Crossing t-shirt, which is so last year. Or, you're shopping at the thrift store? Oh my gosh. So it's usually the bully would start bullying someone. Even maybe in a situation where it'd be... Oh, the other person started it, and now the other person starts picking on them for the rest of their lives, every single day, nonstop, 24/7. Then it's still the person who's bullying is still at fault, because bullying is basically holding a grudge against someone for something they only did once. So yeah, that's
me. Look what I said.
So yeah. Let's see what Granny said.
Okay, just don't read it out loud.
I'm joking. She didn't say anything. She's weird. So me and Granny's mind are like connected. Like, we can send each other messages through our brains. Like, it's not a chip or anything, but it's like a superpower. Like, only I can do it.
Okay.
Like, no, only me and Granny can do it. Like, our minds connect, so I, like, know what she's thinking. And
okay,
I know
what
for
I
a fact
about right
she's
now?
Using
what
food.
You got it right.
Yeah, like, it's a superpower.
No, I'm joking. You got it right. I wasn't.
Wait, let me think again. You're lying.
I'm not lying.
You're lying about you not lying. Boom, cut in 4K. 4K, got in 4K, but Ultra HD settings. UHD TV screen monitor.
Anyway, so, yeah, continue. You can continue.
Those,
yeah.
Do you want to say anything?
No.
Okay, good. what's your favorite food?
That's a hard one.
What's
good food? I couldn't
answer this the other day.
What's my favorite?
I don't know. What is your favorite food?
That's what I'm asking you.
Well, I'm asking you, what's your favorite food?
Yeah, but I'm asking you because I don't know.
Oh, okay. So your favorite food is turtle legs. Here, just in exclusive news, Braddy's favorite food is turtle legs. And so, why is turtle legs your favorite?
Turtle legs my favorite because, you know, it has turtle in front of it. So, yeah, and it just got me thinking that it's turtle legs. And I like turtles. And I like the legs I like the legs. So that's why it's my favorite food.
Nice. So, your favorite drink must be the turtle, right?
Yeah.
Turtle pee, all of that. Nice.
No.
How's processing half a brain cell?
What?
Actually, no. You wouldn't answer that because you're only on half a brain cell.
I'll answer.
Okay, how does it feel to be processing on half a brain cell?
I can't hear you.
How does it feel to be processing on half a brain cell? The next question is if you went to KFC, what would you get?
A what?
If you went to KFC, what would you get?
A what?
If you went to KFC, what would you get?
Oh, I thought you said kissy. what was the question?
If you went to KFC, what would you get?
I just want to remind you, this is literally, I'm not going to say that much, but everything that I said about Domino's, that's what I'm getting, you know? Yeah.
So, the whole, okay. That's agreeable. Okay.
Double good stuff, though. But I'm not paying for it. Don't worry. I'm not paying for it.
But what's, who's, okay.
You're
if you went to KFC, you would get everything, right?
Yeah.
Very expected of you. If you could eat one thing for the rest of your life, what would it be?
I wouldn't eat anything.
Beautiful. Are you a food addict?
No.
Okay. Could you refer bullying as trauma?
Drama or trauma?
Trauma.
Like D. Like D R A M
D. D. Not did drama. Trauma.
Did you say T? Trauma.
Yeah. Trauma, not drama. Wait, no, let me explain what trauma is, because sometimes when people are processing on half a brain cell, you see, you know.
Thank you.
Trauma.
Smart. I can even tell you what trauma means.
Okay, what does it mean?
Wait, I'll be right back.
Google, okay. Anyways,
no.
Trauma.
No.
It basically means something to remember for the rest.
Okay, so trauma means...
Thank you for the Google suggestion.
Or physical injury. A death of a child or physical injury.
No.
Yeah, it says a death of a child.
Google's deceiving you.
It says a death of a child. I can see it.
Google's not deceiving. Okay. I think trauma, I feel like it can be referred to. Because, you know, bullying is something that you always remember.
I
can't hear you, so if you want to sing.
I wasn't singing, I'm just saying that I can't hear you.
Okay, you can hear me now, right?
Yeah.
Well done. So, I think bullying can be referred to trauma because it's something that you'll always remember.
Trauma or drama? Oh my god.
Drama.
Basically, you're saying that bullying is caused by the...
No, that's not the Google version. I'm not talking about the Google version. So, I feel like it can be referred to trauma because it's something that you'll always remember, and it's basically something you'll never forget. Even if it gets resolved, you'll still always remember it. We can also compare that to remembering someone in your family's name or just someone's name in general, which isn't trauma, but it's an unpleasant experience you'll always remember and will always be at the front, the forefront of your mind.
Okay.
Even if you're thinking of it. Now, Grady, what do you think is worse? In-person bullying or online bullying?
Impersonably.
Why?
Impersonably. What did you say?
What do you think is worse? In-person bullying, like bullying someone in real life. Okay, let me reword this. I forgot I was doing with this with like a kindergartner. Nursery child, so like that. What is worse? Bullying someone in real life or online bullying?
Sorry, I wasn't listening. What did you say?
It's very hard to process this system. It's got half our brain, so... Sorry, Gradient. What's worse? You listen?
Yeah.
What's worse? In-person bullying or online bullying?
In-person bullying.
Why?
Why do you know why? You know why?
Why?
No, you don't. Because... I'm trying to think for a minute. You're distracting me.
Get distracted, I guess.
What did I say again?
You think in person?
Oh, yeah, in person. So, in person, because people.
How?
I mean, it actually depends on people. It depends if it's like in a, but like it's still because people may still be in there because like one person might even been in the bin thingy because like they probably got and there was another bully and like the other bully put the other kid in the thingy and then the other bully left and then he witnessed a bullying a kid while he had just got bullied. If you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean.
Beautiful. You get an E for effort and F for fail.
Anyway, no, I'll give you my real answer.
Okay, fine, you get an A+.
No, I'll give you my real answer. So,
okay, what's your real answer?
My one is actually like cyberbullying because like people can just send you like death threats and all that. And sometimes you don't know who the person actually is and they'll just send you like death threats and stuff, you know. Yeah.
Grady, well done. You leveled up. Now you're using 2 brain cells.
No, I actually just lose my last brain cell, but
yeah. It's alright.
How long is this gonna be?
2 years long. It'll last for 2 years until you're 44. Okay. Since you're 43 right now.
My birthday.
I think
1 hour, by the way.
I think that in-person bullying is worse because in-person bullying can actually hurt you physically. If you hurt physically, that can lead to stuff like brain damage, head damage, skull damage, and break any parts of the body in your bone.
Oh yeah,
and it can affect stuff like your heart.
I'm not finished.
I'm finished.
So,
go ahead, finish.
So I just realized that I have a half of my brain to sell back. So I'm just gonna use it. Yeah, you know when I said like them death threats, right? And you don't know who it is. Yeah. And like it could really like damage their mental health and all that. So yeah. That's what I'm supposed to say.
True, like it could drive you crazy. You'll be like, who's this person who keeps sending me all this stuff? Like I don't even know you, but you'll be sending me all this stuff. Like, do I know you? Like, are we friends? Are we mutuals? Like, who are you to be sending me all this stuff? It could be sending you wild, it could be sending you crazy. I think impersonation is the leading source because that's hurting you physically, which could offend, that could happen many things. And the person knows what you look like, could spread a picture of you because they know what you look like. But you have, in comparison, online bullying also is as bad.
Yeah.
Because you wouldn't know who the person is, and they're here trolling you, doing it. Like, as long as that person is trolling you, has their PC, or their computer, or their phone, or just a device.
Yeah, yeah.
They can keep on trolling you, doing all this stuff to you, for as much as they want. And online bullying is harder to solve and fix than in-person bullying. Because in-person bullying, it's pretty easy. You know what they look like. Boom, pow. Done. But online bullying, you don't even know what they look like. You don't know who they are. You don't know their name.
You don't know their age,
and you don't know where they live.
Online bullying, you sometimes know who they are. And you know, sometimes you might even walk past them.
But if you walk past them, they'll be like, oh, you're the kid who online bullied me. Now you get a knuckle sandwich.
Yeah, because your mental health is, you know, mental health is damaged. You know.
You want to hear about more about mental health? Go watch podcast number 6. Anyways. Grady, the next question for you to answer.
Anyways, continue. Anyways, continue.
What's the difference between a joke and straight up just bullying?
So basically, a joke is sensitive. And bullying is also sensitive. But, like, jokes can really hurt people's feelings because they're sensitive. But, like, when bullying, sometimes it's sensitive. Like, because, like, you know, sometimes bullying is, like, bullying with your friends. Like, you know, your friends bully you as a joke. Basically, a joke and at the same time bullying. It's called bullying joke or joke bullying. Yeah.
Okay. I think a joke and a bullying are just really different. For example, a joke is basically just like a joke is basically just something simple, not being mean or being rude person to person, that you really feel it. Bullying is what you mean, and a joke is that you don't mean it. And if someone tells you to stop a joke, then you stopped. But if you're continuing a joke after someone told you to stop, then that's basically bullying. Bullying, but you can't really bully your friends if they take it as a joke and you are also joking. It's just basically not. And it's not even a matter of sensitive sometimes. Sometimes it is, sometimes it isn't. Sometimes someone is seen as a very insensitive person. Yeah, a joke could really make them tear up or something like that. So yeah, how can bullying affect people close to you, like around them? How can bullying affect people's lives?
I just had it though. I literally just had it before. I don't know why.
Had it before, did you?
Yeah, I did.
I was testing your memory. Wink, wink. You did amazing. Anyways, how big of a problem do you think bullying is from a scale from 1 to 10?
It depends. So,
what does it depend on?
It depends.
Rad grady. Okay, it just depends on depending. Personally. I'm gonna get a shirt and make sure everyone signs up the word personally. I feel like bullying's a 10, because, you know, the amount of bullying could affect people's lives limitlessly and endlessly.
Wait, what?
Bullying Granny can affect someone's life.
I know.
Like, endlessly. Like, you won't know how much it really affects them.
Yeah.
Even if they tell you, okay, there's still emotions, they're probably not telling you because they're scared to speak up fully about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, some, it's like really bad, so I think it's a 10. Granny.
What?
Do you know anyone who's been bullied in real life?
No.
Have you ever been bullied?
No.
Okay. What is worse? No, I've already asked you this. Don't worry. You've answered that already. Don't worry. Good child, August. You get a sticker for effort. What are the dangers of online bullying?
What
are the dangers of online bullying? Ready, brain processing. Ready, his brain's not working. Point me. 1-0 to me. Grad Grady.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, see.
So why do you think people bully?
Because they feel like it. You already asked me that question.
Well then, I was also testing your thing again. Do you think No, that's why do people cyberbully. This is why people bully.
Because they feel like
it. Okay, nice. Beautiful answer. Have you ever bullied? Have you ever bullied someone, Grady?
No.
Do you think that for bullying someone, there should be like a legal crime punishment for it? What does it depend on?
If it's bad or not.
Bad or not. Bullying is bad generally.
Okay, but like, if it's like worse then...
Okay. Do you think any scale of bullying, like bullying is so, so, so bad, do you think it could get up to 100 years in prison?
No.
How much do you think the maximum would be?
Life sentence. Actually, no. Like 5 years.
Okay. Personally, I think it should be a crime punishment. Because it puts someone through so much stress, pain, you know, stuff like that. And I think it'd last
10 years.
10 years. Yeah, 10 years. Because, like, you know, remember me and Grady have that brain connection thing. So, but, you know, I just have more brain cells and I steal all the brain cells from her. That's why, you know, I'm so intellectual and all. Hashtag intelligent. So, yeah. What?
Is it funny?
No.
Oh, yeah, so it's not cool because it's not funny. Because if it's not funny, then it's not cool.
Okay. Nice.
Tears keep coming out my eyes.
Maybe that's just you crying.
Gosh. Oh my god.
I don't think online bullying is cool. It just makes you look really weird.
Exactly.
It makes you look dumb.
No, actually, it can make you feel weird. Like, to be honest, like, do what you do, but at the same time, don't do it. So, yeah.
Yeah, don't do what you do, but still do what you don't do. You know what I mean? What are some examples of bullying? Like, if you saw some bullying, what does a bully do?
In school.
Where can you bully people? Where can you find bullies?
In school. I knew you just said
where else?
In school.
Where else?
In school.
Where else?
In school.
Remember, good sentences. I know you want food.
Oh, yeah. Hello. Are you gonna cut that out? Yeah, you're gonna cut that out.
No,
cut
that no, out. No, you're no. Yeah. Embarrass cut yourself. It out.
Cut it out.
Guys, Granny, the way
though.
Granny wants his food behind bushes.
I'm leaving this thingy.
Granny eats poo. Anyways.
So anyways, what was the question? Because like you got me, because you're always doing that thing. You know that, right? Like you're these type of bullies. You're a bully. You're an example of a bully. Like you always bully me and all that. Like wait, cut that out.
No.
So you're always bullying me. Is that exactly like? But yeah, you're lucky. I don't know.
Well, at least that counts as an example, even though it's not a valid example. You know?
It is a valid example because you're literally a bully.
Am I?
Yeah.
You have a weird perception or idea of bullies.
Oh, bro. Do you know who Nahom Lung is?
Anyways, Nahom. Do you want to hear the next question?
Nahom.
Do you want food, buddy?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Listen up. No. How can bullying affect you?
Snapchat, oh my gosh.
Mentally. How can bullying affect you mentally?
How can bullying affect you mentally?
Yeah.
How can bullying affect you?
Like, are you really searching Google?
How can no.
Oh my gosh. Granny, I mean, guys, you can hear it just from now, here first. Granny's a Google user. Ever ask her a question, she'll be searching.
No,
Google
stop. Website. I'm not searching up on Google. I'm on something else. I'm not lying. I'm actually on something else. I always ruin my mood. That's just so annoying.
You still haven't answered the, how can bullying affect you mentally?
Whose phone is that?
Yours.
No, stop, actually, milk, I wasn't speaking to you. We hold both.
Your food. Can you not food?
Little guy, he's in your ear. I'm glad for me.
Guys. Granny, okay, you're not getting any food, Granny.
No, stop.
How can bullying affect you?
I wasn't listening.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so glad. How can bullying affect you mentally? How can bullying affect you mentally? Grada.
What?
How can bullying affect you mentally?
How can bullying affect you mentally? What does mentally mean?
Like in your brain, like the way you think.
Wait, what do you mean?
How can bullying affect you mentally, like in your brain? How does it affect the way you think?
In your brain?
Yeah. In your brain.
In your brain.
The way you think.
It can affect you mentally because, wait, why? Did you say why?
How?
Oh, how? It can affect you mentally. What does mentally mean again?
Google's free. I thought you're really good at using it.
Oh yeah, I'll use it right now.
Okay, do you know what physically means? Like physical education?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, then how can bullying affect you?
Actually, what does physical mean? I don't know what it means on Google, so I don't know what it means on Google.
Quite essential.
So what does physical mean?
Quite essential, Grande.
What?
Look at what I sent you, Grata.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Look, no, I sent you something new.
You didn't send me anything.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, but I've seen it.
Read it.
I just didn't.
Okay. Now you've seen it. Now, how can bullying affect you mentally?
I don't know what mentally means, okay?
Oh yeah, I forgot. No. I forgot. Sorry, that was my fault. You're using half a brain cell. I just remembered. Don't worry, I just remembered. That was my fault. I remember you're using half a brain cell. What about emotionally?
Emotionally. Emotional. What was the question?
Anyways, let's skip that. I get people with brains like you.
Yeah.
At the brightest.
So, yeah. Wait, I'm supposed to answer the question again.
Next question is for this little rat.
But why did you take so long?
Is. What are the dangers of online bullying?
The dangers.
Yeah, what could happen?
People could kill themselves.
And remember full length.
Oh, give me some more. And some people are, like, sensitive, and, like, words can really hurt them, like, one word, and, like, it could really hurt them.
Okay, let me say one word to hurt you. Poo.
Wait, what did you say?
Anyways. Mm-hmm. Have you ever been bullied online? Not in real life, online.
No! Okay. Actually, let's skip this question.
I've already skipped the question, so yeah.
Oh yeah.
Because you already answered it. Anyways.
Oh yeah.
It's hard dealing with someone who has half a brain cell.
What?
How could online bullying be stopped globally, like around the world?
Globally around the world. Globally around. Wait. How could it be stopped globally around the world? Does globally mean around the world? Around the world mean around the world?
Globally means around the world.
So then why do you just say...
I'm just letting you know what it means. Because you have to bring it out, you know? So yes, how can it stop? How can it be stopped?
Like, people should just watch their words and all that.
Uh-huh. What else?
Like, just in case. Yeah, just in case. Like,
just in case. Like, well, yeah, I do agree.
Like, just in case, like, someone does something which causes you involved. Yeah.
True. Some people are more sensitive than others. Some people will take it more to heart than other people will. So just watch what you say in general. Within your own place, you can make a big
difference. Are you talking to me, or are you talking to yourself? Oh, what is it?